Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today Dave and Bethley conclude their series on setting rules and standards in your home. So let those miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you, wherever you might be in the world.
So we not only continually evaluate them, as we develop our rules and standards in our home, we continually communicate them.
Yes. So even this morning on our walk, we were talking about a music standard that we have in our home that we felt might be slipping a bit. You know, our older children, we did not have the technology that we have now, that our younger children, now that are teenagers, they have earbuds and they have Spotify. Well, our older children didn't have that. And so we are continually having to evaluate music that they listen to and they're allowed to listen to, and then communicating that. Yeah. So we talked about that on our walk today. Some things that might have slipped a bit and we might need to tighten up.
Yeah. And I even today did an evaluation of some phones.
Yes.
And one of the things about Spotify is you can, it lists for you the most listened to songs. And so you can, you know, I can look that over and I can say to our children, hey, you're letting something slip here. This is against our standard.
Right.
Or you can come in. You can say, yes. Hey, you're doing what mom and dad have asked you to do.
Yes, thank you.
And we commend you for that. We applaud mm-hmm. you for that. Or mm-hmm. we need to change some things here.
Right.
And that's never fun. That's never a fun conversation.
No.
But when your children know that you have their best interest in your heart mm-hmm. and in your mind, and you have a close relationship with them, it works.
Right. And even just this morning, as we're talking about this, if it's something that's already been communicated and it is a standard that you are not going to, as you evaluate it, you're not going to say, well, we can put that a little bit lower, or we can accept a few more things. You're not going to change it at all. If it's something that you've already communicated, you just say to your child, hey, I noticed that you're not living up to this rule that we have, and we need you to do that, or there's going to be consequences. Now, if it's something that you have just let go and you don't have a rule or standard for it, then you need to have a full sit-down conversation.
Yeah, and think through, mom and dad, why you're going to do what you do before you do it.
Right.
So you never want to come in and just, arbitrarily lower the boom.
Right.
I could say it like that. Mm-hmm. You do want to come in and you want to have a reason. Mm-hmm. You want it to be logical. You want it to be gracious. You want it to be kind.
I would say even humble. Yeah. If it's something that you hadn't thought of before, but the Lord has laid on your heart to make a rule or standard for your family, be humble about it.
Yeah. And even give your kids the time to adapt to it.
Yes.
It's not a matter of where you have to say, all right, we're changing everything right now. It may be to where, okay, we're going to take the next few days and think this through.
Right.
And I want you to begin making these adjustments. Mm-hmm. And I've often, as our kids get older, I'll say to them in things like this, you know, if you have questions, let's talk about it.
Right.
Don't, you know, hold it inside and no, talk. And I can always tell when one of my kids are coming to talk about an issue.
Right.
And one of our children is hysterical in the sense that it's one of our boys, and he'll be there. I know he's wanting to talk, but he's waiting. He's, you know, biding his time and trying to find
probably
the right way.
Getting up the courage.
And then, you know, eventually he'll say, Dad, we need to talk. Mm-hmm. And that's my cue. Often, you know, we can talk while we're working, or I can just stop and say, you know, do we need to sit down? Do we need to, we can keep working, but then, you know, we do the conversation.
Right.
And mm-hmm. often that does mean often you end up stopping anyway to talk things through, to think things through.
Right.
So we continually evaluate them as we're developing them.
Yes.
And communicate them.
And communicate them.
And then there's
children cannot obey what they do not know.
That's exactly right. Say that again.
Children cannot obey what they do not know.
Listen to that one, my friends. That's a good one. But here's another important part of developing standards and rules in our home. We emphasize certain matters.
Yes, certainly the biblical ones.
A rule and standard is something you're emphasizing as you're training your children.
Yes.
And like some of them are just not debatable. Like, for instance, church attendance.
Right.
We believe the Bible is very clear that God's people meet together to hear the word of God, to worship together, to give together, to serve together.
To edify one another.
To build each other. And all of that. So church attendance is a standard in our home that is, we believe, very biblical.
It's non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable. Daily devotions. We believe that God's word teaches that we're to hide God's word in our heart. We're to read God's word. We're to meditate on God's word. So that's a rule and standard in our home. Many times we'll say, have you had your devotions today?
Yes. And we don't make that a matter of punishment. No. We just make it a matter of practical course.
We'll
no, you may
kids.
Not play that video game if you have not had your devotions
you
today.
Because you need God's word. God's word will encourage you and strengthen you and help you.
Yes.
And so daily devotion. I even think in our family that fruit of the Spirit is a standard that we emphasize.
And often you think of that and you think, well, that's something my child will need to develop in their own spiritual life. But you can begin as the parent developing that just by saying, I'm sorry, you were not very loving right there. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't seem to have a joyful spirit about that. And
now,
reminding them.
Your heart's not at peace here.
Right. Yes.
And you're not gentle with each other.
Oh, yes.
So, and, that's a big one for even us as adults. That's a standard that we ought to have. And the Bible is very clear that as we walk in the Spirit, we overcome the lusts of our flesh.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God is able to help us with these.
Yes.
And we want our children to learn these important rules and standards and to learn to depend on God to enable them to do these rules and standards.
Right. And I just thought of this just right now, but if this is a rule and standard that you have for your children, but you are not manifesting it in your own spiritual life, then it will come to naught. Absolutely. They will reject
everything. They will not do what you refuse to do.
Absolutely. And when it comes to like the fruit of the Spirit or having daily devotions, do they see that in your life? But then even the more practical things that we're about to get into, the music that you listen to or the movies, if they know that mom and dad won't let me watch this, but mom and dad watch it. Now, I do understand that if you have small children, there would be some things that you and your husband would enjoy that you know that your children would not enjoy or not be mature enough to handle.
They're
and
not
that's
ready for it.
A difference.
Yes.
But if you refuse to allow your children to look at explicit things, but they know that you are looking at explicit things, that would be that's a deal breaker for your children spiritually.
So what we're saying here is that we emphasize certain matters because they're important to us. And and here's a those there's very biblical ones, church attendance, daily devotions, fruit of the Spirit. And then there are others that are biblically based, that are biblically foundationed, but that do have some potential discussion to them.
Right.
Like and here's things we want in our family. We want no rock music.
Right.
We don't want our kids to have a steady diet of worldly music that undermines what the Bible teaches.
Yes.
And things like entertainment. We have rules and standards. We want the entertainment our kids watch, we want them to have no sexual scenes.
Right.
We want to be very wise about sexual innuendos because even those are negatively.
Yes.
They're also unbiblical, but they are very negative to our children. Cursing. And even one area that's important in our family is this area of modesty. And I know the 1 Timothy chapter 2 passage talks about how that God wants men to pray everywhere and women to do good works everywhere. But in the midst of it, he says one of the things that helps a lady to do the good works and to be the Christian that she ought to be is her apparel will be shamefaced, these are King James words, shamefaced, modest, with sobriety.
With sobriety.
And so this is a rule. This is important to us. So we say to our kids, we want to be, we want you to be a beautiful lady. We want you to be feminine.
Right.
We want you to be modest.
Right.
And the Bible says with sobriety. So we say to our kids, you have to think about that. When you go buy an outfit, you have to think.
Yes.
Is this biblical? Does this reveal my body in a way that would be unwise for me?
Right.
Would this distract me from being able to serve the Lord in a way that honors him?
And I want to be careful here, but I think the word modesty, unfortunately, in the Christian realm, is a word that women bristle at. And it shouldn't be. Ladies, we believe in the totality of the scripture. We believe that all scripture is given by God for our benefit. And we can't pick and choose what we want. And we can't say, well, that's not as important culturally as it once was. Modesty is important in every culture. It doesn't matter what. And all of us will apply that in different ways. I don't want you to think that there is this certain look that every Christian woman has to have. That's not true. That's
true.
Not true.
Yeah.
But the Bible does teach that we should be able to blush if we are uncovered. The Bible does teach that we should be sober-minded, which mm-hmm. David just said, is think about it. Think about it biblically. Look in the mirror and say, is yeah. this pleasing to the Holy Spirit? And that's all that modesty yeah. is. And so if you deal with it as a Christian mom who is always bristling at, oh, this church and they have their standards and oh, that Christian school and they have their standards, but that's just so yeah. silly. Don't be and like
many,
that.
Many today will jump immediately and say, well, you know, modesty is always a heart matter. Right. I would say it is an attitude matter.
It absolutely,
I absolutely agree with that. But the Bible also teaches it's an apparel matter.
Yes, it is.
And so
it's
it matters
a heart matter
what we
and
wear.
A practical matter.
And so it's apparel, it's attitude, it's even action, because as mm-hmm. we, as a lady is becoming everything God wants her to be, it enables her to serve him with good works.
Absolutely. And she will be modest in her spirit. But I just want to tack this on there, that if you as a mom have the right spirit about it and go about it biblically and practically, it will not be difficult for your children.
Sure. So we're just talking about how we develop them.
Yes.
And we have a standard, no alcohol in our home.
Absolutely not.
And we limit video games and so forth. Mm-hmm. And here's one thing, and we got to close. One of the things that we do as our children get older is we allow them to appeal.
Yes.
Daniel chapter 1 tells us how to appeal. Mm-hmm. You think through alternatives and why, mm-hmm. and then you present your case wisely, graciously,
right,
in a mature way.
Right.
So our children can always come and appeal and talk to us, and that teaches them to communicate, and mm-hmm. it also teaches them to think matters through.
Yes.
And we have discussions, and there's times where our kids have appealed, and we've given in some areas and said, okay, we'll try this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's others where we say, no, this is an important area to your mom and I.
Right.
And or your dad and I. We're going to stay right here.
Right.
So separate definite Bible commands. We try to separate those from our preferences.
Yes.
We want our children to develop their own standards as they begin adulthood.
Yes.
And we want them to continually seek God's will about it.
Yes.
So, that was a brief overview of developing rules and standards for your home.
Yes.
And all of us need them.
We do.
Singles, you need them. Moms and dads, you need them. Your children need them.
Yes. And don't be discouraged in this area. Just keep it up. It can be difficult, as the passage in Acts says. It can be a burden. Yeah. But then it is also a blessing watching your children grow up and take biblical commands and make them part of their life.
They embrace them.
They embrace them. And yes. then just watching them just develop their own biblical preferences, and that just practically can be used in their life.
Absolutely. I hope you will take time to think and pray about having standards in your home. And they will help your home, and they'll help your children.
Well, what a blessing. Did you get some nuggets of truth for the journey? I surely hope so. Hey, tell someone that you know of that's struggling to survive in their home. We weren't designed to survive. We were made to thrive. So tune in next time for Dave and Bethley's weekly Q&A episode, okay? This is Michael Barnett. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.